Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we give you a cool update. We're back on that in just a moment.
It's the 2016 special cow sale at the Apache Auction Market. It's on Friday, March 12th at noon at the Apache Auction location. There will be 800-plus cows consigned, 120 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Hutchison Ranch, 400 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Nault Ranch, 103 to 4-year-old pairs and heavy-bred Angus-based cows off Chance Slater. For more auction information, call 888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696 or visit the website www.StockmanOklahoma.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and 8M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
This past week, the USDA's Ag Marketing Service published a final rule in the March 2nd edition of the Federal Register to amend their country of origin labeling regulations in response to statutory changes. The final rule officially removes beef and pork muscle cuts and ground beef and pork from the list of covered commodities subject to the COOL regulation. Retailers are no longer required to provide this information for beef and pork at the point of sale. COOL regulatory requirements for chicken, lamb, goat, farm-raised and wild-caught fish and shellfish, perishable agricultural commodities, peanuts, pecans, macadamia nuts, and ginseng are still in effect. USDA stopped enforcing the COOL requirements for beef and pork back in mid-December after the Appropriations Bill of 2016 was signed into law. At that time, Congress responding to the threat of retaliation from Canada and Mexico after they had won the WTO case several times against the U.S. regarding country of origin labeling. On Friday, we were in New Orleans at Commodity Classic and asked Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack about country of origin labeling. Specifically, is there anything out there that could be done voluntarily that would satisfy Canada and Mexico's concerns over us trying to redo the law and get around the WTO ruling?
Well, it's tough. We have process verification systems within the U.S. that allow certain labels to be affixed, and that may be a way to proceed that doesn't necessarily get our Canadian and Mexican friends in a position where they want to come after us. It's a tough issue. It seems to me that if a consumer wants to be able to buy all American, they ought to be able to do that. But Congress obviously was concerned about the retaliation, and understandably so, and we did our best to try to restructure the COOL rules so that WTO was compliant. They didn't agree. So maybe the process verification system is a way to do it. We'll see. I don't know if Congress can actually get something done in that space, but if they do, we'll obviously be cooperative and implement it as quickly as we can.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Now, Canada and Mexico have already won the right to retaliate against the U.S. regarding our country of origin labeling. They have voluntarily stepped back from that retaliation because of the fact that we ended COOL in that appropriations bill last December. However, they've said if we try to move forward with any sort of a COOL plan at the governmental level, that they would begin retaliation, then we'd have to go through the WTO process to get that stopped, which would be a lengthy process, to say the least. There is at least one effort right now in conjunction with this GMO labeling bill to try to add voluntary COOL on top of it. Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota would like to do that, but not likely that Senator Roberts and other Republicans would allow that to be a part of any sort of a final GMO labeling compromise. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 Limousine and Limflex Bulls, 65 Fall Yearlings, that's 63 black and polled and 2 reds, 35 Spring Yearlings, 95 Limflex with low birth weights and outstanding growth and performance, and 5 top purebreds. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or log on to www.hallchr.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.